JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yo, man, you said we was going to Sizzler City.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Outrageous.
We just went to a funeral and it really cheered us up.
That was inappropriate.
Al Coker, formerly known as Al Roker from the Today Show. Here's his new name, Al Coker.
Loved it. Mark Trout and I both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. You are out of your mind if you think I'm going to put this person on the air.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Paula, feel it?
It's hard. It's really hard.
What time is it?
Welcome to Paula time.
That's my favorite.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
All right.
Looks like baby vomit.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
I know. I got you, honey. Here's a bulletin. I was going to announce this bulletin when we went on about 2 hours ago, but I was waiting for confirmation. Mm-hmm. Matt's a jerk off.
What? Why is that a bulletin? Matt? That would be unknown news.
Well, that actually, you know, Mike, that would be developing story because they have breaking news, developing news, and the latest on breaking news. So it's not breaking news.
A developing story?
Off. Yes.
Yep. Do you have any new information on this developing story, Don?
Well, we talked to Eyewitness Me, and I said that the first sign that he was a jerk-off today was just the smarmy way that after the first break he came in the studio. And he's just got that dirty, I rolled out of bed look about him today.
He does?
Mm-hmm. He's got on the smell like crotch Adidas shorts. He's got on bad flip-flops. He's got that stupid thing that they all have now. He's just got like a leather string around his neck that's got a couple of beads on it.
Right.
And he comes in the studio and he goes like, "Hey, Don, trying to be so cool. How was your weekend, dude?" Mm-hmm. I go, "Get out of here, dummy. Just get out of here." And I
so that's the latest you have on the developing story?
Well, the latest is it was confirmed when I just went outside a moment ago to chat with you and was able to get a moment with you because he was out there just like going, "Yeah, so anyway, I said to this guy, what are you doing driving a car like that?"
Not demonstrating proper intern etiquette. Isn't that what it really comes down to? Is that it? You know, you'll find it, and I have more conversations with Matt now since he has decided to come outside after he was previously banned. I lifted that ban temporarily, and now, of course, he's out there every time.
All the time, yeah.
Right. You'll notice that he seems to know an awful lot about everything. He truly does.
Like I said.
Yeah, always seems to have some sort of comment on it.
He is annoying.
Yes.
He is a jerk-off.
Yeah, which means, so far, his future looking awfully bright in this business.
Developing
could be a laster.
Developing story. New details on our breaking news of our developing story and then we'd have to have some
graphic,
some sort of a name for it that would be down at, you know, the battle for Iraq or whatever. It would
sure. With a little cartoon of him.
Ongoing stupidity.
We'd have to have helicopters overhead. You know, as he walks outside.
He's just too cool. I mean, I went outside to speak with you about something that was not even of importance.
Right.
It was as soon as I walked outside, I see right away, he's over there like Joe Cool. He's got a cigarette and the body language with Mike is one of like, and how do I say this without sounding like a prick? It's here is his body language.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not only your equal, but there's a chance that I got so much untapped potential. But I'm actually even better than you.
All of that in that little brief period of time. That is fascinating.
Mike, I am a student of body language.
And human nature, of course.
Uh-huh. And also, I know when something smells like rotten French fries.
It's very interesting.
Stale French fries.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Very interesting that you got the question that I got. You know, how was your weekend? And you answered him that way. And John witnessed my answer to that when he asked earlier today. And that was simply a stare with silence. And then I walked out of the room. So he got it kind of from both of us today.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, here's why he'll never be a good intern.
Why?
Because he's like our dog, and we're giving him mixed signals.
Yes.
On
yes.
one hand, we're both unified as parents of this. Of
we
this,
praised him
of this mutt we found. Mm-hmm. We praised him, and now I found out that for whatever reason he craps in the house. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't like him around. You don't like him around either much. But I catch you in the corner, like giving him treats and
yeah.
And rubbing Matt's stomach until his leg does that thing.
I still do that. I still do that more often than I need to. You know what the problem is? What? A lot of times I'll go out to Cancer Corner late, and he'll be the lingerer. He has participated in a first one out, last one in thing
sure.
a couple of times.
Yeah.
Sure. He enjoys that part. That's the part that he's here for.
See, and the thing about him is I think he knows that I'm so sick of him now that he knows he's in line for some sort of punishment just for being
him.
Mr. Cool Guy.
Right.
But he's been on the radio so goddamn much recently.
Too much as far as I'm concerned.
Right. It would be crueler to our listeners to punish him on the radio, but there's got to be something we can do to him in real life just to, guys, I mean, seriously, Matt, what planet are you from, dude? Where's he at?
Matt?
See, if we bring him in now, that's
right
like...
down on the, oh, he's coming in, isn't
he? He's running.
He's coming down to the primary microphone.
Now entering the studio.
There he is.
Matt the intern.
Here he comes.
There he is. Come on, look at him.
There he goes.
Yeah, he's with yeah, the leather string.
Right. Walking.
Oh, see, I didn't even see the shorts.
Walking botulism. Look at him.
Wow.
Jesus, look at dirty unwashed.
Looks like, seriously, he's in need of a shower today. Did you shower this morning?
Yeah. Had a great shower.
Absolutely. TSA.
See, there it is. Right there. That was Matt. That was, did you shower today? Yeah, I had a great shower. Not your average shower like all you other schlubs going to work today. Mine was a great shower. I actually, got up on the, put my legs up on either side of the shower like Spider-Man and gave myself an enema.
So what's the deal with that stupid rope you have around your neck?
Key card so I can get into the building.
Yes, I know. I know, but it's you were wearing it outside almost as a fashion statement. You had to turn it around the other way.
Wow.
When you were being so cool and all.
I guess it just happens to hang like that.
Yeah, it's a great necklace.
Right. Chicks dig it.
I really hate you. I know I said a couple of weeks ago that I was really fond of you, uh-huh. but I was really wrong about that.
You misread him? Is that what you did?
I liked, you're like Marge shot with Hitler at the beginning. You were good at the beginning. You were good right. as an intern and good going out and doing stuff. But now this real life stuff. I mean, like, look at you. Look at you right now.
I'm a mess, I know.
You
I'm in the process of moving, so I have...
Oh, and you're not going to like this, too, but this will cement it.
Well, why? What should I ask, Mike? What, who, where,
he's moving.
When?
He's moving back in with his parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Pixie.
Key Rice.
Yeah.
You know what?
Back in with mom and
that
dad.
Makes me think of something. I think we may have to have a chat with your mom or dad.
What? Really?
Yeah. I'm serious. Not right this second, but tomorrow. I think maybe either on the telephone or if you could get one of them to come by, that would be outstanding.
Find out a little bit more about you.
All right.
Okay.
I'd like to make a further motion.
Sure.
Since you're not happy with his attire today, maybe he could wear a tie tomorrow.
That'd be a wonderful idea.
How about a bow tie? There's nothing I hate more than a goddamn bow tie.
Let's not let him off easy. How about a suit and tie?
Well, that'd be nice.
Do you own a suit?
Yeah, I'm sure I can pull something out.
No. Give me the straight answer, smart guy. Do you own a suit? Do you have a suit in your possession?
I do have some formal wear, yes. I don't know exactly what I have
right,
at the moment.
Here's what you do. First, don't talk to anybody during the show at all, during any commercial break, at least today.
Okay.
Stay in that back room.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's why we have an intern. A lot of times I go outside, I go, is anybody watching the computer? Is anybody watching
the phones?
The thing that goes back to the, like, no, everybody's outside.
Mm-hmm.
So stay inside.
Gotcha.
Wear a suit tomorrow.
Will do.
Shave.
Hard shoes.
Get a haircut. I mean, I want you shaved. I facial hair gone. Get a nice haircut and have.
You want him shaving the beard off too, or
yeah,
just the sides?
No, the whole clean shaven.
Clean shaven.
New York Yankee look.
Oh, that's got to happen on the air. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that has to happen on the air. I'd like to see that. We have to have the reaction. He's had that the whole time we've had him here.
A few years, actually.
Yeah, but that feeds into his whole.
Yeah, I know.
Look at me thing.
How about that? How about he shaves it without, and it's just silence. He's not able to speak.
No, he'd still love it, though, because the spotlight's still on him.
I know. And here I go again, giving him a dog treat. It's just I'd love to see him be shaved.
Well, you can shave him. You can just shave him down.
I don't want to shave him. I don't want to touch him.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You like him.
I like him occasionally. but I'd like to see him shaved. I still enjoy that. What?
Could Monty shave him?
What I'd like to see him here, you want him to wear a suit tomorrow.
You want him to wear a suit. I'm for that.
Suit and tie. And he is shaved in the suit and tie without any smock.
Well, how about we first get him in a suit and tie, please?
All right. Well, you wanted him shaved. You were the one that was that one. No.
You know, he's just, look at him. Really, we could say castrate yourself, and he'd sit there and go, uh-huh.
He'd smile.
Uh-huh.
He loves it here.
Yes.
I hate you.
I know.
I hate you.
It kills me so much.
I hate you. Get out of here. Will it be your mom or dad, do you think, that could join us either live or on the phone tomorrow?
It'll probably be my mom.
Good.
Very good.
Boy's mother.
Any chance she can come down?
I'll try. There's no guarantees.
That's the can-do attitude I love about you, Matt.
I'll do what I can. I'll drag her by her hair if
I
have to.
Is she well?
Is she well?
Yeah, she is very well.
Good. Very good.
What's the problem?
She likes me about as much as you do.
Well,
really?
Then we'll have something in common with her.
Well, then we'll have some fun.
We should.
That'll be some big fun.
Well, for you guys, I'm sure.
Tomorrow, wear a suit. Mike would apparently like to shave you down at some point.
I'm sure your mother wouldn't mind us taking that beard off, right?
Yeah, sure.
And more importantly, we're going to have a talk about your mom and the problems you had growing up and the problems that you're having now assimilating into the workplace.
You only have a 4-hour show, so.
Get to the bottom of it.
So many problems I have.
There he goes.
That's the whole thing with him?
Sorry, yep. Sorry. Yeah.
That's when you just want to cuff him.
You can't help it.
No, when you want to cuff him, he's always on.
Mm-hmm. You know, and now I'm as bad because I'm thinking what I would like to do tomorrow while his mom is either here or on the phone and he's wearing a suit is somebody bring in a go across the street to Giant, to the seafood department again, and buy a huge fish and let it sit outside. And I'd like to just smack him in the face tomorrow with a big dead fish.
Large enough to knock him unconscious? Is that what
you know, like that. How big is that, Mike?
That's a huge fish. That's like a big red
18
snapper.
18 inches, 2 feet.
Like one of those
or a giant salmon.
Yeah, one of those that still looks like a fish when you go into the store.
Right. So if we're keeping track, going to try to get his mom on the phone or down here. We're going to have him wear a suit and tie. He will be shaved while he is in the suit and tie. Following that, to hear that fresh baby face skin, you will slap him in the face with a fish.
But all that is subject to change because I have
You never know, because you might come in and say, he might come in with a fish with his mom in the car, and you will say, no, he's not on today.
I just got a gut feeling about him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with your hair? What are you doing now?
Just scratching my head.
Just stand
I'm
at
nervous.
Attention. Stand at attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just stand at attention. You know, that's what I'd like to see. Go outside and guard the front door. Here's the deal. You guard the front door while we are doing the show, and then when we take a break, you come inside and guard the equipment in the back of the room while we are outside.
All right. Everything will be safe and secure.
To your post.
There you go.
Get out of here,
Private File. And yes what?
Yes, sir.
Thank
you're
you.
A goddamn genius.
And then, you know, when he says that, yes, sir, I know what it is. I can tell
yes,
right
sir.
Away. He says the yes, sir, and then he goes into the Matt slouch.
Yeah.
He goes right into the yes, sir.
You know, that's a good call, Mike. The shoulder movement there.
Yeah, that was. Yes, sir.
It's very reptilian-like, isn't it? It's very, you know, yeah, I'm like I could change myself into almost anything right now. I'm like one of those slimy lizards that you see outside.
So tomorrow it's going to be another interesting day. And what's great is the total potential of all this preparation from Matt for tomorrow's show. And at the last minute, we could change our minds and say, nope, forget about it.
I would love to talk with his mom, though. Mm-hmm. I would love to ask her a series of questions, about his upbringing.
It would be a shame if he forgot to shine his shoes. He'll want to look his very best.
Yes, sirree.
About his rearing.
His rearing.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay. Well, you heard what he said. He said his mom feels the same way about him as we do.
Yeah, and he said it with that same way, and then he moved his shoulders.
Like,
way.
I don't care.
And then he looked at you with that look that says, I love you. Daddy, I love you.
Oh, hey, watch it.
Like he's your dog.
Yeah.
You know, Daddy, dog's me love you.
Don't put him into that category of son I've never had.
Would you Mike Vick him?
Do they, like, fight him for money?
No, would you stick an electric thing up his dookie and set him on, douse him with water and...
And, like, hit his head with a cinder block?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the mood. Depends on the mood I was in on that particular day.
Sure.
I would say definitely yes.
The good news is if you did crash his head open with a cinder block, he would receive college credit for it.
Well, he'd be like one of those little Russian dolls where another head would come out.
And unlike Mike...
Oh, smaller, identical head.
A nesting doll.
Yes, yep.
Exactly. Exactly.
And unlike Mike Vick, there would not be people protesting.
No.
Instead, people would be giving us ticker tape parade like we had just liberated France.
You've saved us!
Our heroes!
Congratulations!
All right, enough of him.
Yes, sir.
He got what he wanted today. I walked right into that one.
Yeah, there he is. More airtime for Matt.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Yes. How dare him.
So anyway, Mike, I was... Oh, shut up, Buzz. You know what, really, Buzz?
I know.
I tell you what. Any day you want it, never mind.
I know.
Just never mind.
I know.
Never mind.
Just never mind, everybody.
Never mind.
You like him so much, you take care of him. You know?
Like, are you saying, like, take him in?
Yeah. Like, let him be your intern. You like him so much, let him spend all his time with you.
I don't know what he would do.
He'd have room, right? He'd be
yeah, there's plenty of room, there. Sure.
He would annoy you the way he annoys us right now. He doesn't annoy you because you don't come into contact with him.
No, I've seen the personality characteristics that you're talking
about. Here's
what
it is. We haven't mentioned this also. That through this cool exterior of I'm unfazed, I'm unflappable, is a trying too hard element.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
A trying too hard element. You know, it's funny. And what I do hear, and I never see, you and I never see this, but what I hear about it is that he occasionally tends to pout. Pouts a little. John Norman would tell you that he pouts.
What you've got
doesn't
is...
Doesn't he pout a little? He pouts a little bit.
John?
Oh, yes, he does, every now and again.
And you've noticed it more. I mean, you're
what
back there.
What does he pout about?
Well, he was hurt the day that Joke wanted to tape his mouth shut.
And he really was. He kind of pouted back
wounded.
There.
No, yeah, absolutely he was wounded.
You've got a candy shell of Too Cool for School
right.
Inside a creamy filling of Try Too Hard, and at the very center... A nut called Moping. And that's the candy called Matt.
All right.
It was so long since we've had interns.
That's true.
We've almost forgotten how.
I don't know. We love them. We really do. Just not him. And that's what we've said about every one of them, too. We love interns. Just not him.
Just not Nick Joe.
Is there any intern we ever passionately loved?
Yes, Mike.
Rob, were you an intern?
Yes, he was.
God damn.
You know who we liked was Remax.
Oh, yeah.
What was her name? She was so pretty.
Roy's mom?
Christine Kerner, not Roy's mom.
Oh, man. What's she doing now? Anybody keep in touch with her?
Buzz remembers Roy's mom.
Sure.
Roy's mom. Buzz liked Roy's
remember
mom.
Remember Roy's mom at the appearance?
Yep.
When she danced?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
We figured she'd had some experience in that.
Looked
arena.
Like it.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her.
That was a good time. Christine Kerner, you still keep in touch, Buzz?
No, I haven't spoken to her for a long time.
Damn. I wouldn't know where to start. Yeah. You know who was a good intern?
What? Who?
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit was a great
the
intern.
Hobbit.
Hey, The Hobbit was one of my guys. He was a good intern.
He was the Bob's Big Boy guy, right?
And
yeah.
The first time I saw him with a cigarette, it made me laugh out loud.
That was funny. And remember, we weren't allowed to talk about it.
He was just a party guy.
I was thinking, had a brain fart. You know what I think? He's on the level of the Menendez brothers.
Mm-hmm.
When we had those two interns that were the Menendez boys.
That went completely south.
Yeah. And one of them is now reporting in Baltimore. On television.
Is he really?
Right. Yeah. I see. Is it Channel 11 you monitor in there?
Yes.
I think it's Eric of Eric and Lyle. I think it's Eric.
It's no secret that interning on this show, catapults you to bigger and better things.
Right. I used to see him a lot on the Newport News Station, Wavy. He used to do stuff down there, and he was like at the grocery store for Thanksgiving.
And they were just pure trouble, the Menendez brothers, right?
Yeah, and this was the better of the two. I don't know what happened to the
other. Yeah, there's always one worse.
Mm-hmm. There were those two that they were on our show right around the time that the Menendez boys were on trial for killing whoever it was that they killed. Right. And I know, didn't they like have sex with intern, or didn't they have intern sex on our couches or something?
Something like that happened. Andy Rice was an intern too, wasn't he?
He was Fast Andy.
He was Fast Andy.
And then there was a Slow Andy
that I
never met.
Slow Andy from American University.
He was the first of our retard interns.
He was dismissed also.
Yes.
He was one of the very first interns.
He predated
who was
me.
Summarily dismissed.
But you liked him at first, I remember.
I just liked him simply because he went to the college that I went to, and then immediately turned. It went south. Mm. It went south. Then, of course, there was Dee Dee Skank.
Yeah, she was about the same time.
I like Dee Dee Skank.
Oh, and I bumped into Dee Dee Skank like about 2 years after she'd been on our show in Miami as a waitress on Ocean Boulevard, and I saw her, and she was incredible.
Well, let me just say, Matt, the intern, now that we're going down memory lane, it might serve you well.
Is he back there or is he outside?
Oh, he should be outside. Well, he can probably hear me through these paper-thin walls. It would serve him well to take a lesson from Jimmy the intern.
Yes.
Jimmy the intern.
Jimmy might have been the best that we've ever had. Yep.
Jimmy, here's the deal with him. He was hated by our listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
But loved by all of us.
That's true. Yes. Yep. Jimmy had a very special relationship with. Actually, he was on phones for a while.
He would screen calls
that's,
and challenge.
That's where
them
he
to
went
fight.
Bad.
And like Joe, I mean, he developed a special relationship with the callers.
More physical than Joe, though.
Yeah. Well, he would get challenged by listeners. You know, we would get calls when you used to answer the phones during the commercial breaks just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd say, "Who are you? Who's this? This is Jimmy, the intern." And the person on the other end would say, "I'm going to come down there and kick their ass." Then you'd give the address out.
I would start it quite often, but Jimmy would always follow up with it.
He, you know, and he had to be on many times. Seriously, behind the scenes, he had to be reined in the way he spoke to
callers. Was there anybody better at an appearance? He wanted so bad to be one of our bouncers.
Right.
He wanted so bad, and he was a little, just a tough of a guy, but he wanted to go out there. And he
Surfer
wanted,
boy.
He wanted to kick ass so bad.
Yeah. One of my memories of Jimmy is we were in San Diego doing a broadcast, probably for the Super Bowl.
It was.
And it was his hometown. And getting so lost in San Diego, it was me and Jimmy. And I Don, I don't know if you were in the car or not.
I was until we went. I remember this.
And he didn't know where the hell he was going.
We were driving around the same block six times.
He was out of his mind. He didn't know where he was going.
You start yelling at him and
I couldn't help it. And he got mad at me for yelling at him.
And that's
too.
When I got out of the car.
Yeah.
I said, I'm just going to get a cab back to the hotel. Because literally, he was going around and around and around.
I loved Jimmy. He was actually an usher at my wedding. But if you were to make a list of his strong points, you wouldn't put Bright on that list.
Hey.
He knows this.
In his way.
God bless him.
Jimmy the intern.
You know who else?
And didn't Jimmy the intern, wasn't he a breath boy, too? Didn't he have a little breath issue?
Yes. Yeah.
He had some very bad breath.
Scott the Dwarf was a good intern.
Yeah, Scott the Dwarf was a fabulous intern.
You know who else was good? Alex Cleveland.
Alex Cleveland, fantastic.
Oh, she was really good.
And she'd bring in Rice Krispie treats.
All the time.
It's not been all bad with interns.
No, we've had a lot of interns. No. And actually, I was kidding about Nick Joe. We are very fond of Nick Joe. We love Nick Joe.
Right.
He was gutsy. He was good.
Nick Joe would seriously do anything.
He would. He is the famous Nick Joe who went to the Letterman show.
Remember we put him in that rice patty hat outside, had him just sit out there and eat hot Asian food on a 100-degree day?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Do you remember how he got his way back inside on that broadcast?
How?
When he revealed he slept with his chorus teacher.
Tell us a secret, and we'll let you back inside.
If it's a good secret.
And, of course, the St. Patrick's Day show with Scott the Dwarf. You know, sitting in a pile of his own vomit when he was outside after being the leprechaun.
We spray painted his hair green with that green hairspray, and his head was in the vomit. So the vomit was taking the green dye out.
That is the Intern Hall of Fame, and Matt will never be there. Matt is everybody that we've been talking about is either Cal Ripken or Tony Gwynn Jr.
Or Tony Gwynn,
I don't know why I put it. It's Cal Ripken Jr. Right. And Tony Gwynn. Sorry
now,
about
when
that.
You're talking about the Intern Hall of Fame on this show, does future accomplishments, can they be?
No.
They can't earn it when they're here.
Are you talking about Rockhead?
I'm talking about Matthew Felling. Yeah.
Oh, Matthew Tate Felling.
Yeah, Matthew Tate. He can never be in the intern because he was probably the worst intern.
He was the original of the Rockheads.
Right.
And what was great about him is I got recently the DVD of All the President's Men.
Right.
He's interviewed with FaceTime in the extra features.
Oh, God.
Is he the one that refused to come in the day that it was snowing and everybody
Mike
else?
E. Rockhead. That was Mike
E. Rockhead.
That was
a short timer, right? Mm-hmm. That was a real short time because I don't remember that guy.
And I think
he's
still like now he's like vice president of Westwood Sports.
And Buzz, you had a series of interns also. Who was the guy that looked like John Denver?
John Denver. Oh, a blonde kid. Boy, that goes way back. That goes back almost.
Yeah, he looked like Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
I remember his nickname was the Swede.
The Swede.
You know, I have forgotten his name. That's like 15 years ago, but he did look like a young John Denver.
I remember him. That was back when we were playing cheese log softball. Because he played that.
And you were in love with B.O. Bob.
Bob Seska.
You would defend B.O. Bob. We had this guy, this intern, a great guy, very talented guy, but he had awful body odor.
It was determined one day that it was more of a laundry issue than his skin.
And that's why Jimmy was such a great intern. Mm-hmm. I remember we asked Jimmy to smell.
That's right. We asked
Jimmy to smell B.O. Bob's armpits to tell us how awful they were.
They were concurrent. They had concurrent rules.
Yeah, exactly. Roles. And B.O. Bob never shook that B.O. thing.
No.
Ever. You know, it was very interesting.
And Buzz
but B.O. Bob was great at doing the prank calls.
Yes.
And Buzz would always, remember when Buzz would always ease in with just like a, he really doesn't have BO.
Yeah, and that, well, that was Buzz, you know, supporting his guys.
I didn't detect what you guys
this
detected.
Is the,
I,
yes, you, know. You did. Listen, you're a clean man, Buzz.
Yes, I
your
am.
Your hygiene is, you know, impeccable. Is par excellence. It's
you
impeccable.
Know BO.
You know he had. You couldn't be in a room with him and not know he didn't have.
And Bob was tall, exceptionally tall. And
extremely
right.
tall.
And you sent him a couple times out in drag, and there's nothing better than a tall guy in drag.
With BO.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, listen, go see if he's outside guarding all the right. building. Can we just open the door real fast?
Checking on Matt.
How's it going? Good.
Tell
going
him
great.
Tell him to yell it. We didn't hear it.
You need to yell so it picks up. Doing great.
Doing great.
What a tool.
Better? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Better? Is that better?
Should he be sitting or standing?
Oh, he should be erect.
That's
he
what I
be
thought.
Standing.
Yeah, standing like the palace guards at Buckingham Palace.
Hey, and, one know, moment, please.
Oh, and speaking of that. Wait, I just got a brilliant idea. What? What is it about Matt that just makes me have all these wonderful ideas? You know,
homo.
Thank you. What is the, you know, this time of year, we still have a relationship with the costume company?
We have.
Could we
of.
Get, the, you know, those guys with the fuzzy hats that guard Buckingham
you get
Palace?
You want to get him a Buckingham Palace suit instead of wearing a suit and tie?
Yeah. And maybe, you know, get his mom and do all that stuff you want to do with the shaving and stuff like that, but also then have him, you know, do that job. Guarding the palace door for no more than a week.
I'll call.
All right,
see what
very
we can
good.
Do. Absolutely.
What are they called? What are they called? The palace
beef
guards. No, they're not beef eaters. They're the palace
Aren't
guards.
Aren't they just the Buckingham Palace guards?
I think they're the palace guards. They're the guys
the
that
Buckinghams.
They're the guys that don't flinch. They don't flinch. Now you
right.
can't touch them, but you can do anything you want to them. And perhaps we could invite listeners to come down and try to get them to flinch.
Wonder if he will.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah,
that's a game of chance, isn't it?
Yeah. Flinch or slouch. We'll see what happens.
You're not allowed to mope.
Mm-hmm. All right, but boy, I'm stupid. Look at that. It's been like 15 minutes. I just made a note. Matt is annoying, and look what that turned into.
Well, yeah, he arouses passions in all of us, mm-hmm. some more than others.
Yeah. We'll find out tomorrow. We'll ask his mom. We'll ask his mom what it was like.
Yeah, and we'll see. Yeah. You know, we'll be respectful with her, but we'll find out exactly what the problem is with him.
Because I want to say this. I appreciate any woman
who tolerates him.
Who, well, let's face it, there's no way that he could be planned. And I'm guessing at this point that probably something awful was done to his mom, and she decided to go ahead and go full term with the baby.
Okay. As I said, we'll be totally respectful.
Yeah. For her.
Sounds like it.
I like rape.
Yeah. Right. That'll start it out. Might be a short interview tomorrow.
And it was a motorcycle gang. The gang that wants to invite you to their club.
They
Mike.
Don't. Jeez.
What? Oh, is that?
They don't yet. I don't know if they do yet.
Sorry.
Jeez, come on.
Okay, sorry.
Don't hurt me.
So sorry. We got to do this. We'll be right back, okay?
But as soon as I'm inducted into the pussies, you'll be the first
okay,
one to
we'll
know.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.